Here are tea price trends from the world's major black tea markets for week 50, ending December 12th. In Colombo, the market remained firm. The weekly average held near recent highs, supported by tight availability of bright, high-grown teas and steady buying from the Middle East. Quality offerings were limited, which helped keep prices supported despite selective bidding. In South India, CTC prices were mainly steady. Kerala and Nilgiri's auctions saw consistent interest from blenders, with medium and good-liquoring teas finding ready demand as packers covered near-term requirements ahead of year-end. At Mombasa, the auction showed mixed results. Top BP1 grades were selectively dearer, while secondary teas met more resistance. Buyers remain cautious, but warehouse stocks are still below last year's levels, limiting downside pressure. Looking at market conditions, production remains uneven across the origins. Sri Lanka continues to report lower leaf intake in some high-grown areas. Kenya's crop is improving seasonally, though fertilizer and fuel costs remain elevated. In India, higher electricity and labor costs are reinforcing price floors. On the demand side, year-end restocking continues in the Gulf and parts of Europe, while some buyers are already looking ahead to coverage in first quarter 2026. Now, the outlook. The overall tone is steady to firm. Colombo prices are expected to remain supported through December. South India's CTC is likely to trade within a narrow range, and Mombasa may continue to fluctuate week to week, but limited stock should help prevent any sharp decline. That's your tea price report for episode 229 of the Tea Biz podcast, covering week 50.
Produced by Atavita Studios. Connect your voice to the world.